The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and today we're going to talk about finding peace of mind. You know, when I say that, I realize that peace of mind is here. You don't have to find it.
I was thinking that, too. As you said that, I thought, well, you don't have to look far.
No, peace of mind is right here. It's just that you get lost worrying about a future that hasn't gotten here yet, or a past that hasn't gotten here, that's already happened and will never happen again.
And you get lost talking about what you would prefer, commenting to yourself about your life rather than living it.
Right. Let's talk about listening.
I love that subject.
Yeah, because most of us don't really listen. We listen through what we already know. And anything that's outside of what we know, we try to fit in with what we know, and we say to ourselves, oh, this is just like. And maybe this moment is uniquely itself, and it's not just like anything that's ever happened before.
You know, some of you have been listening to our show for a couple years now, and we often start with the subject of listening, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of you get offended when Shai says most of us don't really listen. And I have to tell you, today in our busy life, as I'm doing emails and doing things, and Shia starts talking to me, it is a discipline of mine to let go of what I'm doing to listen to what he has to say. And in the moments before I drop what I'm doing, I'm not really listening. What we are talking about is not whether you're a good listener or a bad listener, a good boy or a good girl.
Bad boy or a bad girl.
To make it,
I like bad girls. I married you.
That's right. To make it a diminutive thing. It's about noticing how it is that you are and how you're operating in your life, like an anthropologist.
See, our approach is anthropological. It isn't psychological. We're not problem-solution-oriented. I mean, we can talk to you about problems, but problems are usually are the result of unaware behaviors, and then you end up with a problem as a result of what you did or didn't do because you were unaware of what you were doing.
So as you listen today, as you slow yourself down to be here, you that speeding train of a mind of yours.
And we're not trying to get somewhere today with y'all. And we're not going to try to fix you or change you or make you better.
And peace of mind isn't something you'll need to find. It's a byproduct of being here.
If you get into the current moment of your life, your mind becomes peaceful.
That's really, you know what? And even if your mind isn't peaceful, you don't have to listen to it. You
That's
don't have
right.
to take it personally. It becomes like a radio station in the background, and what opens up is this incredible panorama of your life.
WKRAP?
Yeah, that's the station if you're listening to it. KRAP, the oldies but not so goodies that keep on playing day after day.
And they play the same thing over and over again, too.
Yeah, the I'm not good enough. Oh, my God, I made a mistake. I'm late. I blew it. I screwed up.
I should have done it differently.
You know,
more. I should have more this time in my life. I'm not doing my life right.
You know, it's I and my.
Oh, my.
Aye.
Let's talk about the three principles.
Yeah, I like it. What are they? You start.
What you resist persists grows stronger and dominates your life.
Ma'am, when you're lost and resisting, peace of mind is
non-existent. Right.
Hey, did we mention it?
No, we didn't.
Let's.
Okay, we finished each other's sentences.
Okay, then we said it.
If you want to offend yourself with it, go right ahead.
Oh, but your peace of mind will desert you.
That's right.
Well, see, there we go. That's our disclaimer. We do finish each other's sentences. We always like to remind people that so you're not surprised. And
the first principle is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your every moment, your
dominates.
Life. Dominates, right. Okay.
Second principle.
You can't be different than you are in this moment of your life. And that means everything about your life circumstances, where you're sitting, what you're eating, what you're drinking, what you have in the bank account, whether you have a relationship or not. Your life can only be exactly as it is in this moment of now. My snapper is not working too well.
That's okay. They can't see it. You know, you could always clap near the phone.
Okay. Ready?
Here we go.
And that moment of now.
There you go. That was pretty good.
How about this? Yeah, that
one.
That was a good
moment of now.
That sounded like a good bottom spank, too, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
You're getting racy today.
You're saying bad girl. Bad girl.
I know, racy.
Well.
After this program's over.
You never know. I might get lucky.
You might get lucky.
that gives me peace of mind.
Okay. Second principle, you can't be different than you are in the current moment of your life.
Okay, we've got them. I'm ready for third?
Yes, third principle. You can always repeat these things.
I like repeating them.
Third principle, anything that you allow, not accept, allow to be exactly as it is, will complete itself in the moment you see it. It doesn't have to take time. It's just about noticing that you're doing something that is not in your best interest and not judging yourself for it when you notice it. That's all it takes.
I think that's a challenge for people. It's simple to say and not necessarily easy to do because most of us are habituated to complaining.
That's true.
And it's interesting, Sean and I, as we were preparing for the show today, we were looking at the nature of complaints. So if you complain about something, whether it's the weather, about your bank account, whatever, the whole list we just spoke about, anything in your life.
Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your work, your children, if you have them, their children, if you don't have them. Lack of same.
You actually, in general, think that you are upset or disturbed
by the event that just took place or that you blame it on. What you're complaining about, you give yourself reasons for what you're complaining about as you are entitled to be upset by it.
So most people think that that loss of peace of mind, the loss of well-being, comes from whatever the circumstance is that they're complaining about, rather than recognizing it's the act of complaining, not the circumstance, that devolves your sense of well-being.
Well, you know, it's like if you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off and you're upset, you get very upset. They call it road rage. If you're not upset, you say, oh, he's in a hurry, I'll let him go by.
So
the same event does not necessarily produce the same effect unless you're already disturbed and are looking for something to blame your disturbance on.
And that is the first principle. When you object to something, when you say no, when you resist it, when your preferences get engaged as if they matter, and that the world should be providing what you prefer as opposed to what is, you lose your peace of mind. So peace of mind is, if you will, rather than something to find, it's something to notice. If you are not experiencing well-being and peace of mind, then there's a very high likelihood that there's something that you are resisting in your life.
Resisting or not being honest about.
I like that.
Lying about, lying to yourself about.
Mm.
You know, we have integrity, human beings. The we I'm talking about is human beings. We have integrity. And when you're doing something that is out for your own integrity, is out of integrity for you,
mm-hmm.
then you lose peace of mind.
I was thinking about it fairly recently after we returned from our winter workshops in Costa Rica, and we were unpacking and we were washing things and we were putting things away. We were also preparing things for another trip because our lives are very fluid. So there came a point in this process where things were disheveled, where things were incomplete, where at the end of the day, when we were tired and we had accomplished everything we could for the day, not everything was the way our home and our office generally looks. And if you don't keep moving toward completion, you're going to lose your peace of mind. If the light bulb says, change me to you every time you walk by it, as in you say, oh, I got to change that light bulb. Pretty soon, those incompletions will put you to sleep. So one of the things that Shai and I find really balances frequently is to complete things. I had the most fun last night. I didn't tell you, Shia. I was changing the head on our
toothbrush,
and the handle, inside the handle, had gotten all corroded and yucky. And I took water and soap and Q-tips, and I cleaned out the minutia inside. It's not like anybody's going to see it, but there was something so
fulfilling.
Of putting order and making it clean and pristine. You know, have any of you ever owned something like a car, or you've been ready to move out of an apartment and you want to get your cleaning deposit back? You ever find that you really clean it up so that it looks great?
And then you think, oh, I should have had it this way when I was living here.
That's what I did for that little piece of toothbrush last night, and it was so fulfilling. Because it was ours. It's not that I'm getting rid of it. I just didn't want to live over top of muck that was hidden inside. So it was really kind of fun. And that is something that just a tip, a hint, and also just giving you an idea how my mind works. Because you know what? Everything matters. Small things matter. And nothing matters. As in, nothing is worth losing your state over.
Well, yeah. Keeping your word with yourself matters, though.
Yep, absolutely.
Otherwise, you don't have peace of mind. Ariel wants to read us something.
I do. I have it here. Our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, which was relatively recently republished by McGraw-Hill. So now the title is Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. One of the things on the last page is a quote from Sun Tzu Ming, who was a great mystic. And one of the things he said is, the great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. To set up what you like against what you dislike is the disease of the mind. So if you want to create dis-ease,
disagree with the way things are, and you will. Set up what you like against what you don't like, and you will not have peace of mind. And with that quote...
Getting ready to go to a break now. We'll be talking to our callers, because we have callers on the line now. And so we're inviting you back with us.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
All around the outermost rim of the shield, he set the mighty stream of the river Oceanus,
creating Achilles' shield in Homer's The Iliad, Book 18.
Rachel Carson in The Sea Around Us said,
"All at last return to the sea, to Oceanus, the ocean river, like the ever-flowing stream of time, the beginning and the end."
Moyer's Environmental Dialogues with Dr. Rob Moyer offers lively dialogue and revealing narrative inquiry into how individuals are overcoming obstacles and creating a greener and blue planet Earth. Tune in Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Green Talk Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today we're talking about finding peace of mind, and just for the fun of it, we are dropping the word finding, so it's about peace of mind. I want to let you guys know that our next Monday night live in New York City is March 8th. You are invited. You're invited to bring your friends. And the weekend workshop we're doing next in New York on March 19th through 21st is Step Into Your Brilliance. And it's a new seminar we're doing. It's a weekend. You're invited. It's going to be great. If you're in the European community, the next weekend we're doing is Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct, April 19th through 21st. And to set that up beautifully, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe on April 16th through 18th. So you're invited to either or both of those things. So, perfect. We have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Yes.
Yeah, you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, it's Adelia from Cambridge.
Cambridge. I love hearing your voice, Adelia.
Cambridge, England.
Yes.
All right.
Well, we're coming to you as well. It'll be a while, though. We're not coming to Cambridge, England until
July,
but we are excited to be coming.
I know. Well, I'm very excited for you guys to be coming here. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent.
I love listening to you talk, Adelia. I like your accent.
Thank you. Right. I've got quite a question. It's obviously your theme today, peace of mind.
Yes.
Usually, in my day-to-day, I do have peace of mind, but the one thing that kind of knocks me back or off center is worrying about my mom.
Uh-huh.
She's quite ill, and I find that every time she texts me or every time I pick up the phone to ring her, I'm constantly worrying about her.
Does she live
I think
in
part
England
of me now? Feels guilty.
Does she live in England also?
No, she lives in back home in Portugal.
Oh, she lives in Portugal. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, and I think part of me feels guilty that I'm the youngest, and I'm the only girl, and I left home. And I think I feel like kind of guilty for having left her.
Yes.
And I think that's keeps I'm trying to resist her somehow to deal with the subject, I think.
Well, I don't know that you're resisting her. You may be.
Well, you're certainly resisting the enculturation that has you be the person who should be there taking care of her.
Right.
Right.
If I were your mother, Adelia, I would feel my life had meaning if my daughter ended up being happy and successful. So if you are going to be in Cambridge, England, as opposed to Portugal, one of the best things you can do is win with your life. If you're not going to be there to take care of her, then you can take care of her at a distance.
Right.
And somehow most of us internalize the idea that worrying about someone
or feeling guilty about a situation somehow is responsible.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so we get the idea that the responsible adult thing is to worry, whereas that's not been my experience. You know, in working on yourself doesn't work. Have you read the new version?
I've read.
I don't know if you recall, there is a section in there called Listening Your Way to the Moment. And there's a section where we talk to Cecil, who's a man who worked at the UN, and he was a diplomat and serving at the time of his mother's passing. And he felt tremendous guilt about not being there with his mother for a couple of years before he happened to walk down the street and see our sign and wander into a Monday Night Alive. And one of the things that happened with Cecil is he really got the second principle. And the second principle is you can only be exactly where you are in any given moment. So is it possible for you to be in Portugal right now?
No.
So if you can see that you can only be exactly where you are and you don't judge yourself, it can relieve years, mountains of guilt if you want it to. If you want to pretend to yourself that you really think you should be in Portugal when you have no intention of going there, you will continue to feel guilty.
And that will eat up your life, and then you can use that so you don't have to date, for instance.
Right.
Because if you're feeling guilty, you're not very dateable.
True.
You know, the other thing, too, is my parents live a distance. They're aging. They go through, I don't know what's happening with your mom and her health, but I know they go through different health concerns. And one of the things that I do is look in, Shai and I look and see when's the timing to go visit them, when's the timing to have them visit us. And I know that our lives are established here in New Jersey, and yet I take care of making sure I see them so that I don't have to plague myself with guilt for missing out on them.
I do tend to go and visit her every year. And to be honest, this last time after attending your workshops, I went and visited her in Christmas. I actually had some time off. And I think I felt so good in myself, and my brother went as well. And you know what? She didn't complain at all. We had the best Christmas ever.
That's great.
How sweet is that?
It was just a few days. I only had like 3 days basically there, but it mattered to her just to be there.
How long have you been in England?
7.5 years.
7.5 years. So you left Portugal 7.5 years ago.
Yes.
Uh huh. And how was your mother about your leaving?
Very upset. She cried a lot.
Uh huh.
But she didn't told me not to leave. She just cried a lot.
You know, something you said just occurred to me, too. when you said, well, when she calls or when she texts, one of the things that I did that really changed the relationship or transformed the relationship with my mom is I don't wait for her to call me anymore. I feel internally when she might could use to hear from me, and I call her.
It's
don't
a preemptive strike, Adelia.
And I write her. I mean, I love to take pictures, so one of the things we do is we make cards, and I send her cards with pictures and talk about things that are not, like, hugely significant, but are newsy from here. It keeps us connected. I enjoy doing it. She enjoys receiving it. And it's not like waiting for the uh-oh phone call. It's me taking care of her on a proactive basis. And I have to say, it definitely keeps my peace of mind, because if I wait until she feels lonely or concerned about me to call, I can feel her out there.
Yes.
I really like what Shia said best, and I really want to return to it. And that is, being guilty and worrying about your mom is really great way to keep yourself from having to worry about dating.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Could be, yeah, could be. I got that. Okay.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Good.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling in today.
Yes, thank you very much for calling in today.
Dylan, thank you very much.
That was lovely. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
We have another caller.
Yes, we do. I don't know if she's there. Claudia, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto,
Canada.
Canada.
We're multicultural today.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
How have you been since Costa Rica?
I've been great. You know, I started, I was listening to Delia, you know, talk about her situation, and I had started off thinking about, you know, talking about when I feel like I don't have peace of mind. And, particularly at night when I go to bed, and I start thinking about all kinds of different things before I go to sleep. So I know that if I don't sleep right away, that something is bothering me. And it's interesting because Monday and Tuesday of this week, I was really on top of my game in the sense that I was doing a lot of things, and I really felt at peace with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got an email last night, and just before I went to bed, I read it. It was from my lawyer, and it was a totally unexpected email, and it had an invoice attached to it. And it kept me up for most of the night, and I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. And I thought, okay, so what's bothering me about that? So as Delia was talking about her mom, it occurred to me that this past week I've been helping a friend move her son, and my friend was staying with my mother. So I've been seeing my mother and my brother and his son a lot more than I normally do. And on Sunday we went to watch the Super Bowl game there, and everything that my brother, his son, and my mother did irritated me. And I couldn't figure out whether it was me or whether I was picking up something from someone else. So my peace of mind kind of changed. I wasn't really at peace with myself, but I couldn't figure out whether it was me or whether it was them.
Well, you talked about a lot of different subjects.
I did.
Just now. And just so you know, we're not going to be able to address them all before the break, because that's coming within about a minute or so.
Okay.
But one of the things that occurs to me is if you find yourself irritated with somebody and you don't resist it and you watch it and you allow it to be what it is, then
it often just disappears.
And in a certain respect, you've returned the peace of mind even with that irritation, because it's not a problem. It's just a noticing. It's not you being irritated with them.
Well, for whatever reason, Claudia, you are resisting the way way they were.
Yes, I see that.
And whenever you resist something, that's what you're stuck with. First principle of instantaneous transformation.
And we are going to leave with the first principle for a moment. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. A few moments, actually. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
Hey, share this show with your friends. Really, we've been getting the most lovely emails from around
all
the world.
Over the planet.
People who have happened across our show, people whose friends have shared this show with them, and it's become something that's a regular part of their life. One of the things that we've noticed is if you create a community of well-being around you, a community of people who have an interest in having peace of mind and making life easier for themselves and for their friends, then you create a climate of well-being around you. And then if you get knocked off center, chances are in your community most of the people will be dead on center in themselves or live on center, as the case may be. And it really makes a difference, because as we were talking with
Claudia.
And we'll go back to talking to her in a minute, I realize that when you are around people who are disturbed in themselves or upset in themselves, it's so much easier to get upset yourself. So when you share this show, I believe, and I have noticed, that you set up a climate of well-being around you. So that's our invitation to you. And, of course, our Excellence Club and Premium Excellence Club, our online newsletter and subscription series, are really brilliant ways to allow yourself to be immersed in transformation on a weekly and daily basis.
Yeah, to maintain a state of well-being.
We have a friend, Corrine, who was telling us how Sunday morning ritual now is to sit down with a cup of coffee and play her video mini session of the week and connect in to the effects of instantaneous transformation. You're invited. You can find more about it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Okay, we're speaking with Claudia.
So,
and we're speaking about, you there, Claudia?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Just checking.
Excellent. So you're talking about...
So I have a question. You came back from Costa Rica a few weeks ago, and since then things have been good?
Yes, I've had my moments where I haven't felt centered. But one of the things that I've noticed is that I'm more aware of what's going on when that happens, and mm-hmm. I find that when that happens, I'm saying no to something.
Right.
Great.
So that alone is a great thing. But now, were you saying no to your brother or your mother or
your friend?
Yes, I think definitely. Yeah. My mother was telling my friend the story, which she normally tells about our coming to Canada and how I was 3 years old. And I corrected her for the first time in all the time that she has said that. And I said to her, I was actually four. And she looked at me and she said, well, okay, I'll give you that one. And then I looked at her and I said, well, you know, I turned four in September and we traveled to Canada in December. And she looked at me as though I was just totally off somewhere. And I was saying, I was actually standing up for myself.
Now, how old are you?
60.
A 60-year-old woman should not have to stand up for herself.
Ah.
I have a question. What difference does it make if she told the story as if you were three as opposed to four?
Yeah, really. In reality, what difference does it make?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. That's right.
So she may have been looking at you like what? I've told this 1,000 times, and what difference does it make? It's not. It's a tangential thing to the point.
It's irrelevant. But to you, if you're incomplete with your mom,
then you're
looking for something to pick a fight with, so you can prove to her that you are a grown up.
Yes.
And you're grown up. You don't have to prove it.
You know, having to stand up for yourself and assert your independence, you're not going to have peace of mind on the other end of that. You aren't.
Because, you see, when you're right about something...
Even if you're accurate, this is a perfect example of you indeed being accurate.
But your righteousness about it, where you're right and she's wrong... That costs something. It costs your relationship to your mother. It costs your sense of aliveness. It costs your sense of well-being. It costs your peace of mind. It costs everything.
So I guess the question I have is, what is it that when I'm around my family, I go into this other person that I'm not like that with my peers?
Well, maybe you should tell us what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you should start looking to see what it is that you feel you need to prove to them that you don't need to prove to your peers. And how old you were when you made that decision.
Wow.
I like wow. Well, it works for me.
The other thing is, I bet you, you don't look at me and compare yourself to how much money my sister makes. You don't compare yourself to whether or not you're more successful or less successful than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You don't compare yourself to your friend's brothers. Mm. Or your house, or your money, or your lifestyle.
Right.
But most of us get locked into comparing how we're doing to our family members as if they're the only people.
Well, you know, family is a very interesting thing. We are raised in a family, and people in that family are competitive. They're not nice to each other. They treat each other like they would never treat a stranger. And so... In your family, you probably had to prove your independence all the time. or your intelligence, or that you had a right to speak.
Yeah, that's very true.
So that's an old behavior that now is resurfacing when you're around them. But if you notice it, Claudia, without engaging in it and without making yourself wrong for noticing that it irritates you, then that irritation will complete itself. That's the third principle. Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it completes itself.
There is an
So this could just be a wonderful opportunity for you to complete your relationship with your mom and your brother and anybody else that you get irritated with.
Right.
And while you were listening to Adelia, I don't know if you can hear. I'm sure the listeners can because, you know, they're not on the spot. They're not talking to us right now. But I don't know if you can hear the difference in how she was relating to going to her mother's house at Christmas as opposed to you going to your mother's house for the Super Bowl, and which is a major ball game. For those of you in Europe who may not know, it's a big event here in the United States and Canada, football. And when Adelia went, she went as if it were her idea wholeheartedly. The way you talk about it is, well, it's not really my fault. I had to go, and here's why I had to go. But it wasn't wholehearted in nature.
It wasn't as though you were the author of your life. It was as though you had been forced to go to the Super Bowl, and it wasn't your preference.
That is so true. I resisted going. You're absolutely right.
Anything you resist dominates your life. You want to know why you didn't have a good time? Might have nothing to do with your mom or your brother or whoever else was there. It might have to do with you're saying no to your life as your life is showing up in each moment.
And you actually think that you don't want to be where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a choice, by the way.
You know, anybody listening to the show right now absolutely wants to be listening to it.
How we know that?
They're listening to it. Any of you who are listening to this as an archived show and are not listening to it as it's being aired for the first time, you didn't want to listen to it when it was being aired. You want to listen to it as an archived show. How we know?
That's what you're doing.
If you want to know what you want,
just look and see what you have.
Look at where you are. Look at how you are. Look at how you're doing. That is what you want. Life becomes really simple.
When you start looking around and you realize, this is what I want. Most people think this isn't what they want, no matter what they have.
Wow, that's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It is very brilliant.
Yeah. Well, so are you to recognize it, by the way.
You know, and I did notice it in
Costa Rica,
there were times, particularly around your family members, like your daughter and your son-in-law, you had things you wanted to say, but you curb your enthusiasm. You hold back as a regular lifestyle. And there is a possibility for you of having a whole lot more fun than you let yourself.
I agree.
Wow, that's very true. That's very true. The holding back, yes.
And by the way, I got an unexpected invoice from someone last night, and I slept like a baby. So, well, probably better than a baby, because babies often get up in the middle of the night. But you actually think, and this is what we were talking about earlier in the show, I'm not sure if you caught it, that it's not what you're complaining about that disturbs your peace of mind. It's the fact that you are complaining.
Complaining at all.
Yes, I did hear that, and I actually wrote it down as you were talking, because it really did speak to me.
Well, you know, have you ever heard it said that people write down the things they want to forget?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Well, you heard it now.
I'm so glad you called in today.
Yeah, really. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Okay,
you too.
We have to go to a break now. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're talking about finding peace of mind. What if you never lost it in the first place?
Yippee! Hey, by the way, next week's show is launching a whole theme that we're doing here coming up called Step Into Your Brilliance. So next Wednesday, tune in for Step Into Your Brilliance. We're also doing a special evening event on that theme in New York City on the 15th of March, Monday Night Alive, Step Into Your Brilliance, on the 16th of March for the international call, and then, of course, the weekend, Step Into Your Brilliance. And I'm really excited about that. So you are invited. Okay. So here we have another caller on our line. You there, Sandy?
Yes, hello. This is Sandy.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Munich in Germany.
Munich in Germany. Very international call today.
Yippee!
Yeah. And, yes, I have a question, but listening to you speaking with Claudia just now, pretty much answered it, but I can run it by you.
Let's see if we have some nuances that apply to you alone.
Okay, great. It was the situation at work yesterday, for example. I just noticed that I have a tendency to pick up guilt where there is none that's necessary. There was a situation where I'm a film editor, and I needed to prepare some documentary material for a shot that they're doing of somebody watching something on TV.
Yes.
So they're going to play that. And the tapes needed to go to the set. They were shooting this yesterday, and the evening before I had everything ready, and I called the production company asking where the driver is who's going to pick it up because he hadn't come yet, and that they need this. And so they called me back in again and said, oh, it's fine. If he comes tomorrow morning, he'll pick it up tomorrow, and everything's good. And then in the morning, the production company called me and said, hey, did he bring everything yesterday? And they needed it earlier than they had planned, apparently. But I felt really guilty about this, although I'd done everything, that was called for and actually a little bit more. And
well, I want to back up to the beginning, starting premise.
Okay.
You said you have a tendency to pick up guilt when no guilt is called for. I want to know when guilt is ever called for.
Ah,
So you're habituated to feeling guilty.
So you feel guilty about things that are outside of your control and in your control.
Absolutely.
You have feeling guilty as a an educational tool.
You know, last time, Chad, I was...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. I actually, I was raised that way myself, and I noticed that I have the tendency to use it with my children.
That's right. You educate mm-hmm. through guilt, mm-hmm. and that's not educating at all.
Mm-mm.
That's suppressive.
Yeah.
So you suppress yourself, you feel bad, and you think that then buys you some freedom in a way to, you know, so now you've punished yourself so you can get away with stuff. You can be a little freer in yourself.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I can understand that. Yeah, I can see that. Like feeling guilty about coming late and thinking about excuses on your way there.
Yes, rather than being there on time.
Yeah.
Rather than being responsible, you feel guilty, then that punishes you for having transgressed, rather than just having your life work for you, rather than resisting what you have to do so you come late.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I noticed about you when you came to our workshop in Costa Rica is how little you were working on yourself. And
oh, yeah.
You were gliding through life. It was such a pleasure to be with you. And when you feel, quote, guilty, all that is a clue that you've started working on yourself. And what I was going to say before Shai went into using guilt as an educational experience, which I'm glad I stopped for because that was an incredible conversation and life-altering for those of you who actually heard it, was the last time Shai and I got a haircut, we wrote it down for our normal time, 3:30 and 4, and that's the time we ask for, 3:30 and 4, and whoever put it in the computer put it in for 3 and 3:30. And when we got there, a little before 3:30, they had just phoned us at like 3:24 in the afternoon saying, where are you and are you still coming? And when I walked in, I said, oh, you know, our appointments are 3:30 and 4. That's what I have it written down. And someone said to me, well, that's not what's in the computer. And the very first thing I wanted to do was defend, justify, get my book out, show them that they were incorrect. When I walked around the corner, our friend and haircutter was saying, well, yeah, they always come at 3:30 and 4. It was probably our mistake. I apologized, but I found myself wanting to go into the guilt compartment. This is what you're talking about, Sandy. I wanted to justify and talk and hash it over. So I said, I'm sorry for the confusion. And he said, that's fine. And we got on with the haircut, and it was really important that I simply step out of that compartment, mentally step away from the justifying conversation. The justifying conversation just creates more justifying conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you just let it go and move on to the next moment.
I have a tendency to do this by apologizing, you know, saying, oh, sorry, it's my fault, or even also thinking that. And
Sandy, you want to be liked.
Yes.
I mean, that's like a primary decree in you, what's the word?
Prime directive.
A prime directive. Yeah, that's close. But decree is pretty close to directive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a prime. Your primary directive is to be liked.
I agree.
And so you bend yourself out of shape, you take on feeling guilty, you apologize when no apologies are necessary,
and
because you want to be liked.
And interestingly enough, you're bending yourself out of shape makes you less likable. When you're just yourself, you're adorable.
That was so amazing about Costa Rica. Not working on myself, I don't remember ever having a life like that.
Well,
not working on myself.
Well, that's great, Sandy. Now you know that it's possible.
And now you're in the marketplace, as it were, where people make mistakes, where you call them up and say, look, I really think you got to have it. And and they say, no, tomorrow is fine.
But that, so that's what happened. That's all that happened. You're not guilty. You're not wrong.
Yeah, and I'm sure they made it work in a different way.
I'm sure they did. You just got greeted to their oh no factor. And the more that you can be
kind and gentle to yourself,
when that happens, the easier it is for them to sort it out on their end.
But when you take on the responsibility, i.e., and that's not the truth, the guilt, not responsibility, when you take it on as your responsibility, but you're not using the word responsibility the way I do, you have it as blame and shame and guilt rather than that you have something to do with it. You understand?
Right. Yes, that's that. Yeah.
See,
right.
So when you take on true responsibility, you're just saying that, yes, I could have insisted, but I didn't, and that's it. You did what you did, and that's all you could have done, rather than feel bad, feel guilty, feel wrong, and think that that's going to somehow buy you some likability down the road.
Yeah, especially sitting in the room by myself all day at work. I mean, there's nobody there to, you know, like me. For doing that, I mean, it's silly. I just do it for myself.
Well, you could like you for doing it. You could like you for doing brilliant work.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I wanted. That's what I was thinking earlier. It's maybe also a technique to keep myself, because this film is a little bit hard work for me. That kind of distracts me from concentrating and putting.
Yeah,
on
it, it's your
good.
Companion. It's a OFU,
old familiar upset.
It keeps you company so that you're not alone.
You know something, Sandy? If you just do your work, you won't even know you're alone.
Not, you'll just be getting it done.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it has become so little compared to how it used to be.
Well, I'm glad Costa Rica worked for you as well as it did.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in Hamburg. And you know what? We've come to the end of our time today.
Yes.
Lovely speaking with
you. Thank you so much for calling in, Sandy.
And for all of you out there, thank you for being there with us as well. Share the show with a friend of yours. You'll find peace of mind. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.